bipartisanship may be a little harder to come by these days, but it hasn't gone away entirely. Our next guest is a Republican representative from Neenah who works successfully with a Democratic colleague in the Assembly.
Together, they led a task force on Alzheimer's and dementia, which led to the passage of several key pieces of legislation.
Representative Mike Rohrkast joins us now. He's with us to talk about the work of the Alzheimer's and Dementia Task Force, bipartisanship, and what's next. Representative Rohrkast, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how did you first connect with Democratic Representative Hesselbein and discover that the two of you had the potential to work across the aisle on a common cause?
Well, Speaker Robin Voss wanted to initiate a bipartisan task force on dealing with the issue of Alzheimer's and dementia here in the state of Wisconsin, as it's been a significant issue now, and it continues to grow in terms of its impact to families and individuals throughout the state. Through that process, then, I had met, obviously, Representative Hesselbein before that, but I found out that both of us really had, people in our family who had suffered from this disease. Each of us had, my mom and I believe her mom as well. And so we had a personal connection to this, and we also saw, again, the needs of so many families out there that are trying to deal with this, and it can be a struggle at times.
And as you said, the both of you had this common background of having a parent who struggled with it, and it never happens in isolation. It affects the family and, to a bigger extent, the community as well. Would you be willing to share some of your own personal experience with your family and Alzheimer's and dementia?
Absolutely. My mom lived in Ohio when I was working here in Wisconsin before I got into the legislature, and we kept trying to get her to move to Wisconsin because that might have been easier, but trying to deal with it over distance was exceptionally hard because I couldn't physically see sometimes what she was going through. Eventually, we had to have her placed into a nursing home, and again, that distance creates problems. And it does put stress on the family. I mean, I was trying to do work, but then I would have to address issues that were coming up before my mom was in the nursing home. She had a penchant for calling 911. She kept thinking she was having heart attacks, and the EMTs would be visiting her a half dozen times a day, and eventually, obviously, that can't continue to happen when there wasn't any physical issue, but it was really as a result of her deteriorating ability to think through, cognitively understand what was happening to her. So that was really what prompted us to have to put her into the nursing home. And again, it was stressful trying to deal with that over a distance. And at that time, I'll be honest, I did not know a whole lot about the disease. I had seen my mom progress from just having a bad memory to then some of these more difficult behaviors that you could tell it just wasn't her anymore. Also, I guess it was a struggle when we went to visit and I had younger kids back then. She didn't really know how to, and sometimes, control herself in what she might say around the younger kids. And again, it's hard to see that, and your kids don't understand too. So any family that is going through this issue, I can relate personally, both as a son, as a parent, and it's just that as an individual that cares about somebody, I mean, it's a very hard thing to go through, and whoever the person is and whatever the situation might be.
Right. It can be a tough time. My family went through it, too. And having gone through it, as did Representative Hesselbein, what did that tell you about the problems that needed to be addressed as the issue of Alzheimer's and dementia grows in Wisconsin?
Well, I think one of the main issues that we came out as from our task force and both from my personal experience is there needs to be greater understanding and education of what Alzheimer's is, what some of the progressions are, so that you can better understand what's happening, and then hopefully maybe help have a more positive experience with the person and be able to help them as the disease progresses within them. The other is to really provide that, and this is related to the first, but focus on the caregiver, both in education but also in respite care. And that was one of the main bills that we got passed, where we almost doubled the, we did double the amount of money that was available for the state's respite care program. People who are caring for those with dementia, if they don't take care of themselves, they're also susceptible to falling ill, whether through heart disease or stress or even mental illness, because of the pressures that it takes. So that was one of the big areas that we, both Representative Hesselbein and I, really wanted to focus on.
We're talking with Representative Mike Rohrkast right now, a Republican from Neenah, and he worked with Democratic Representative Diane Hesselbein from Middleton on a special task force to address the growing issues associated with Alzheimer's and dementia in Wisconsin. And as you were getting at there, several significant pieces of legislation did come out of that task force, including that respite care and also a special crisis unit, which was intended to pilot a program. Could you tell us about that aspect of it, what that pilot program would do?
Sure, and this is to help families that may have an individual that's experienced, that has dementia and is portraying or exhibiting much more difficult behaviors, could even be violent behaviors or destructive behaviors. Those are much more challenging. Thankfully, there's not as many of those, but when they do occur, they're very traumatic. And so that's really what that program is designed to do, is to put more resources in place and to help individuals or families that might be experiencing that. They're similar in concept to the mental health service crisis units, but we want to use it specifically for those suffering from dementia and those that are that may be the most difficult situations to deal with.
So the task force had some results, some legislation passed, but what else is top on your to-do list in this area?
Well, there were several things that we didn't get passed in the from the task force, but fortunately, there's a few things that are at least in the proposed parts of the state budget at this point. The governor did add $100,000 of research to the UW system. There was a bill last year that would have done something similar. It didn't make it through, so that's still in the budget proposal at this point. The Joint Finance Committee, of which I'm on, we did add the funding for dementia care specialists as well, and actually expanded that program. And these positions work in the local ADRCs in the counties. And again, their role is to provide support to families that need care for a loved one. So it gets back to that, let's help the individuals, the families that are dealing with that, so that they can provide better care for the person that's suffering from the disease. The other area that we did put into the budget, at least as long as it ends up, we haven't got the budget done yet, but once we do, was we increased the Medicaid reimbursement rates for assisted living, for nursing homes and personal care providers. And that's important to attract and retain more of care workers that are in these organizations, many of which are helping in elderly people, many of which that could be suffering from dementia. So we've been able to put some additional things in the budget, and we'll continue to work on programs that we can identify that help the family and help those caregivers, whether they're formal caregivers in a nursing home or the informal caregivers in a family.
Now, going back to the funding allocated for research, specifically, what do you think is most urgent in the research department?
Actually, I think obviously a cure would be the ideal. There is a lot of research, though, that is going on at that. What I would say, though, is that better diagnoses, and the UW system is working on that, but that would be an area that I think could really help. Because if they can diagnose Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia earlier, there are certain either lifestyle changes that the individual can make. There's also certain medications that do, well, they don't stop the disease, they make the quality of life either longer or better for the individual suffering. So earlier diagnoses, I think, would be really critically important right now. And even the $100,000 grant, when you could then match, get hopefully federal matching dollars to that, it could actually help provide some breakthroughs.
Now, looking again at the process here, you and Representative Hesselbein had success working together, even in an era when there can be a lot of partisan rancor between Democrats and Republicans. Having had that experience, what do you think goes into the secret sauce, the components that
well,
make this work?
I mean, obviously we could have different ideologies in certain areas, but this is such a nonpartisan issue. I mean, everybody, or most everybody that I have talked to, has either currently dealing with the situation or has already dealt with somebody. And again, this is setting aside any partisan ideology and looking at, okay, how can we help not only the individuals that are suffering from the disease, but also the families, because again, the burden on them is also very, very challenging. And so let's figure out a way to come together on this. I will tell you, too, when I campaigned for the first time, a lot of what voters told me, they said, we want to see you and others work together better from the other side of the aisle. And I took that seriously, and I think Representative Hesselbein has a similar view. Voters don't want us to, they understand we have certain differences, but they do want us to work together when we can find common ground.
Representative Vorkas, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Representative Mike Vorkas is a Republican from Neenah. He worked with Democratic Representative Diane Hesselbein from Middleton on legislation to address the growing issues associated with the Alzheimer's and dementia issues in Wisconsin.